Attention, all single people. It is time to unite. Step one. Turn down your lights. I'm waiting. Heart of a lonely suburb, the dark side of St. Paul, Minnesota, you're listening to the first ever broadcast of Mercury Myrie's Saturday Night for Singles and Barefoot Angel Productions. Special thanks to Coach and Six. So sit back, relax, enjoy the music, and mix yourself a stiff drink. Hey there, cats. You're listening to the first ever broadcast of Mercury Myrie's Saturday Night for Singles. Please pay attention to the following. There are five steps to Saturday Night success, and I, Mercury Myrie, cannot emphasize more highly that you do the following as I speak. Step one, turn your lights down low. Light those candles, turn on those Christmas lights, shine those flashlights bright. Get those overhead lights off now. I can't even stand it. Lamps may survive, but overheads must die. Step two, it's time to move. If you ain't moving for these tunes, you're losing. Now Mercury Myrie's dance of choice is a silent slide and shuffle that slowly moves round the dining room table. It's a little trance of a mighty fire dance. I don't wake up the neighbors, but I definitely keep things moving. Now step three, and a personal one of your own choice, but I like to mix myself a stiff drink. In fact, tonight's choice is the good old gin and tonic. Now, it don't have to be alcohol, mind you. That's just my bit. But I also won't shit you on this one. This show probably sounds great in a drunken stupor, or better said, under the mild recreational forces of a refreshing spirit. Now, I wouldn't advocate anything, but sometimes the truth is just that. The truth. Now, speaking of the truth, remember those 5 steps? Well, I lied. There are only 3. And now the first ship is going down.
I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, save the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mom spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. And then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that was split on the side, cleaned up to my hips. It was red velvet trim and it fit me good. And staring back from the looking glass was a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Mama, Dad, a little bit of perfume on my neck, and she kissed my cheek. And I saw the tears well up in her troubled eyes when she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. Your paw's run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? And just be nice to the gentleman, Fancy, and they'll be nice to you. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Cause the welfare people came and took the baby. Mom died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate had started to turn, and see there was no way out. And it wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mom had been talking about. I did what I had to do, but I made myself a solemn vow that I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when. I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. I might have been born just plain white trash, but Fancy was my name. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. It wasn't long after a benevolent man took me in off the street. And 1 week later I was pouring his tea in a 5-room hotel suite.
Yes, it was.
Charmed a king, a congressman, and an occasional aristocrat. And I got me a Georgia mansion in an elegant New York townhouse flat. And I ain't done that. Yes, in my poor mama's voice ringing in my ear. Here's your one chance, baby, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, baby, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you want out, well, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, your mama's gonna have to move uptown.
Nicky Hokey, your pappy's doing time in the pokey. Your family got busted, and y'all can't be trusted. I've got a man on the chain gang.
Going back.
That was a little Lady of Soul for ya. Now, I once loved a woman, but she loved a man who was on a chain gang. State Pen, Bismarck, North Dakota. Let's just say I loved and lost on that one. Guess I couldn't compete with a man behind bars wearing blue denim. And I am still free in love and life.
Shine like a big black. Shine like a big black.
can't help myself on that one. Hopefully I was in tune and didn't destroy the vibe for the rest of you. Tell you, I'm just moving around, doing a little slide around my dining room table. And you should do the same. You're listening to Mercury Myrie, Saturday Night for Singles. You don't have to slide, you don't have to shuffle. Moving, grooving, tripping, rolling, spazzing, freaking, jiving, or just surviving is all right with me. Just get to it. You ain't moving for this one. You gotta be dead. Gin and tonic. Remember, kiddies, alcohol is for adults only. Although I don't know where that puts me. Well, this next one goes out to my main man, the late, great Curtis Mayfield. Gone, but not forgotten. Copyright Walter, Secretary of Insides. This one hits kind of close for me, as some of you may know, with Curtis dying from a tragic spinal cord injury. But the man knew how to live, love, and I guess that's what really counts. Amen.
I hate the misery. another man went off to hide, I could have died.
Lightly for this one, my friends, but keep that circle moving. Shuffle around that dining room table, up and down those stairs, in the basement, the den, the bathroom, and the bedroom. Just keep that beat moving. Yeah. Well, Valentine's Day 2000 is come and gone. And hey, I'm still standing. I'm going to read you something here. Honey, I love you more than anyone in the entire universe. Don't know what I'd do without you. Thanks for being here for me and always supporting me. You're the most special, cute, and beautiful person in the entire world. Please remember how I feel about you. Always remember, baby. So let's have a great, wonderful, and terrific Valentine's Day. Let's have many, many, many more. Love you always and forever. 10 years ago. Well, I may have loved and lost, but at least I have loved. I swear, somewhere out there, there's a soulmate for every one of us. This next song makes me want to cry every time I hear it. So if you gotta love, hold on tight. I'd like to make a toast. A toast to the humiliations of youth. Now, if you didn't have any humiliations during your youth, I don't know who you are, but I got you covered. I remember the days at Skateland, the local roller rink, and being the second choice. Guess I'll take what I can get. To all those lost loves of you, here's a little Stevie Wonder. Flight attendants, the strippers, the bridesmaids, the clerks, your friends, your sister, your mothers, your daughters, the junkie, the flunky, the chick who smells kind of funky. I'm done. I'm done driving to the Big Chief Cafe just to order mashed potatoes and gravy from that beautiful waitress. I'm done. So don't worry. I'll be on my way. Mercury Myrie's going to spend this Saturday night going solo. Let's get things moving. Now, a brief interlude for your listening pleasure. Pleasure.
little deeper.
Don't let the plastic bring you down.
Saturday night for singles. I'd like to thank my surrounding cast for tonight. Little Bobby Gentry, the Lady of Soul, little James Brown, Sly, the late great Curtis Mayfield, Mr. Marley, Al Green, and I can't forget Fishbone, and of course, and not but last but not least, that is, Stevie and Wonder. Well, hey, you can email your views on life, because I spew out a lot of views myself. I've been known to ramble on. Email your thoughts to gfinish, G-F-I-N-I-S-H, at AOL.com. Can't promise you anything that I'll read them, but hey, go for it, though. Anyways, it's been pretty fun on my first broadcast. Hopefully I'll get a little better. I'll give you some final words of advice, but I can't think of any right now, so I'll just thank a few people. I'd like to thank Zorba the Greek, Crone, of course my main man Roger at Coaching 6, all my early loves, and my soul brother in Brooklyn Park, and my good friend Chick. Anyways, let's keep it moving. You better be shuffling by now, because there ain't much time left.
What do you want? Why don't you leave me alone?
Alright, cats. There's one nice thing about internet broadcasting. Is don't matter if you go over 60 minutes. Fuck it. So when I started this first ever broadcast, the biggest question I asked myself was, how do I end this show? Do I take the high road, a blaze of glory, leave you with an ideal story? A pumped up kind of a song, bragging a party that will not die. Well, it's all fun games until the night ends. And it's about that time of night, the real world is kicking down my door. Not only have the gin and tonics set in, they've sunk in. And it's just another night of being single. I guess it's not always about playing it cool. Sometimes it's just about surviving. Hope springs tomorrow and ever after. Mercury Myrie out. Now, a brief interlude for your listening pleasure.